Just under 83% of people voting in October supported the charter change, allowing Kuprinoff to own and operate a harbor in the borough. Before that, it was a power reserved only for the borough government. The Alaska Department of Transportation owns the dock, built in 1961. The DOT offered it to the borough in 2016, along with two other remote docks. DOT spokeswoman Aura Landau explains it's up to one of the municipalities to take the next step.
Either Kuprinoff or Petersburg can send some expression of interest about the three facilities. DOT doesn't want to force anything.
A year ago, the DOT rejected Petersburg's counteroffer. The borough only wanted docks at Kuprinoff and at Papke's Landing on Mitkoff Island, but not a third on the mainland at Entrance Island. Petersburg also wanted more money than the state was offering to repair or replace the aging floats and walkways. Landau says there's no offer remaining on the table, but the dialogue could restart.
You know, either entity could make the offer or start the conversation with DOT. It might make sense for Petersburg to do it because they encompass all three harbors. I mean, certainly the state would like to transfer at least two of them, the Papke's Landing and the Kuprinoff. Docks.
Following last year's decision by the state, the Petersburg Assembly encouraged the state to work directly with the city of Kuprinoff on the transfer. That city government changed its code to allow for the transfer, and the borough charter change makes it clear that the city is allowed to own and operate a dock. Borough Clerk Debbie Thompson says the charter change took effect with the certification of the election results. Change hasn't yet made it into the online version of the borough charter, but should soon. Kuprinoff Mayor Tom Reinartz explains that Kuprinoff plans to take the next step.
So once the charter change is approved, then we will go forward to the state and request that we enter into negotiations for the city of Kuprinoff to own the dock.
Reinartz does not expect a transfer to happen overnight.
You know, if the state Department of Transportation comes in, enters into an agreement with us, that still needs to be approved by the legislature, so it's going to take a while.
In 2010, the state had offered a transfer to Kuprinoff along with $1 million, but the legislature didn't end up approving that deal. A consultant for the Petersburg Borough estimated overall replacement of the pilings, float, ramp, and trestle walkway would cost almost $1.4 million. Kuprinoff has secured a $40,000 federal grant and is working to purchase a new float for the outside of the T-shaped dock. Reinartz says there are challenges to getting that replacement ordered.
You know, we are in the queue someplace, but, you know, with all of the hurricanes and whatever through Texas and Louisiana and Florida and the rest of it, there is a tremendous demand for docking facilities. So we're not sure exactly where we are within the pecking order to receive it. So once we receive that, then we will get it installed.
That work will have to be done outside of the visitor season when the dock sees use by cruise ship passengers and others using the trails on the island. The second-class city's 21 full-time residents also use the dock to access their homes and the community building. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.